Basic witches.
Basic witches.
I mean, we're witches.
Basically.
Oh my God, we are back, and do we have a really good show for you?
This is our favorite episode yet. We're just going to say it.
Yeah, no offense to like our old guests,
but this was really good.
Oh my God, Haley.
Yes,
she, Haley Marie Norman, she's the coolest, like, queen, dope, she's, like, everything. We go to the same gym, that's how we became friendly, and yeah, she's so cool. But before we get into the episode, I want to talk about, I had a poll this past weekend
that
was, like, into the fucking sane. So Rachel was there for it, she saw the whole thing happen.
Yeah, but we're in the front yard, we're smoking a J.I. rolled, I'm getting better at it. Good, this good weed, Three Kings, it's a hybrid, ultra premium, good time, folks. And then...
And then we were about to go pick up Thai food, and I was like, I feel a need to just do a speed read for myself, and so then... And I gave myself a reading, and as I was going through the deck, I just, like, started giggling because I remembered a date that I recently went on that you guys probably heard about on the last episode. But I just, like, thought of it, and it made me happy, and it made me smile. And then I had this strong inclination to pull this one card. And then as I was pulling that one card out, another card jumped out at, like, almost simultaneously. And I was like, oh, well, shit. So I need to pull this one I was pulling, and this one clearly needs to be seen. So the one that I pulled was Aphrodite.
Goddess of love.
And sex and femininity and receiving.
Yes.
And it was like lavender and there was a whale jumping out of the water.
Opposite. It was yellow and there was a seagull in the bottom corner. Okay. But yeah.
And the then jumping the other card, one, the jumping card was Sedna, right?
Yes.
Infinite supply.
Yes. And that one's purple with a whale.
Yeah.
Basically, the two cards were like exact the same silhouette and image of the goddess leaning over with the flowers and then the animal being in the corner with a sort of like a sweetheart shape. So they clearly were meant to come out together. And we kind of saw it as Sedna was an adjective for Aphrodite. So it was like, you are going to have an infinite supply of love, or a love that's infinite.
Yeah. Well, and also it felt like it was saying that the infinite supply of Aphrodite is within
you. Is always there. Yeah.
Because it's infinite because it's, I can access it whenever I want.
Yes.
But I read it as, at the time I read it as romantic, mostly just because I saw that image in my head. And then I pulled those two cards. And this is only like 2 weeks after I had that tarot reading with Lindsay where she was saying I'm about to be shook. So it's just like,
I mean,
it's kind of crazy.
But yeah, so basically, update, your tarot reading was dead on.
Yeah.
It's happening.
I still don't want to talk about
it. I mean, we don't need to talk about it too much.
Jinx, but
but regardless of what happens next, it's happening in some way now. Like, the elements are there. You are having your expectations met and exceeded. And you are impressed.
And I'm having
fun. And you're excited and having fun.
Yeah. Isn't that all anyone, like, asks for?
That's so, I love
so
it.
Beautiful. Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, this episode's really good. You're going to fall in love with Haley just like we did.
Yep. Enjoy.
Yeah, I'm not religious at all, but I do think that some of that stuff is interesting.
Like, yeah.
I like when people in the church are like, okay, but I'm also a feminist. How do I make this work for
me?
Yeah.
Were you raised religious?
No, I was like I guess I had like so much anxiety and stuff as a kid that I needed everything to be just like perfect. So I found my own, because nothing was perfect, but like I got good grades. Like I controlled what I could. So I started going to church like on my own and like kind of got my parents going, and now my now my parents still go to church, and I'm the one that's like,
you
none
got
of this
them
is
in
real.
And you're like, bye.
Exactly.
Enjoy.
That's hilarious.
I know. It was always like my grandpa, like when I would go visit my dad's side of the family, they're like black, so they would go to church. It would be like the whole, but that was like when I was a kid. But then as I got a little older, I like found it on my own. And like, I remember going to mom and being like, I want a Jesus fish on my class ring, you know? And she
was like, oh, my gosh.
And she got so into
they
it.
They all still go and whatever, and I'm out.
You're a witch. You're a witch now.
Well,
yes,
so
baby.
When did you find witchery?
Wait, did we start? Are we starting?
I didn't even have to ask you before, like, asking you to come on the podcast. I knew you were into that.
Yeah, she's going to be into this.
Manifestation.
I love it.
Yeah,
yes.
What's your, like, background or experience with all of it?
So it's something that has found me, really, mm-hmm. which I think is, which is really cool, right?
Yeah.
Because totally. I think if you truly, like, allow yourself to be open to anything, mm-hmm. you can kind of see that things start to exist on different planes. Also, yeah. it's so cool to have a safe space to be able to talk about
that. Yes, we're so right? in.
Yes, yes. So I actually remember, like, being a kid, like, being very, like, psychic in a lot of different ways.
Yes.
But do you guys remember... Yes. This might sound really crazy, and yeah. it's something that I've only admitted to, like, two people, so it's insane that I'm yes, saying it on a excited. Podcast right now. But do you guys remember, like, having powers or being able to do things as a kid?
I still have oh, those yeah. powers.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess weights correctly. I guess ages correctly. Guess money. I get money correctly.
Prices. Yes.
Yeah. Scores, sports yeah. scores. Yeah. I can guess, like, numbers just come to my head, and that's something that I developed as a kid.
Oh, my God, I love
Hell
that.
Yeah.
I'm very much like that now with, like, time. Like, I can just, I'll know exactly how many minutes went by.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I know a lot of things are going to happen before they do.
Yes.
But when I was a kid, yes, when I was a kid, I remember focusing really hard and being able to lift myself off the ground and, like, move stuff on the table. And of
Whoa,
course,
wait, what,
yeah,
what?
I know that's, that sounds crazy,
yes.
right? But I remember, like, telling Hell my yes. parents about it, like, a little bit later, because I remember feeling scared of it.
Yeah.
And then talking to my parents about it. And I think my mom or somebody was just kind of like, oh, you're remembering wrong, or, like, there's no way that could be true. But I was young enough to remember, like, oh, this is scary and weird.
Yeah.
And know that, like, it was just something that, like, happened. So now right. in my life, like, I meditate, and I found that, like, and I do transcendental meditation.
Me too.
Oh, you yeah. do? Mm-hmm. So I've noticed that, like, I'm even more in tune to things now that I meditate.
Yeah.
Like, you're supposed
yeah.
to do it twice yes. a day, but I do it, like, sometimes once.
Me too, once. Yeah, yeah. only once.
Exactly, yeah. But I do my meditation surrounded by crystals.
Ooh.
And I will have really strong thoughts, epiphanies, and feelings that happen while I'm meditating. And
yes.
every single time that one of those has hit me, it's been something very specific that has ended up very in that same exact specific way coming true.
Yeah.
Down to, I had a dream. I love telling the story, but
yeah. yes.
I love all animals. Like, I've been vegan for a decade.
Oh, cool.
But wow. I've never been, like, a big cat person, because I had a really mean cat when I was a kid.
Oh, okay.
And I've always been allergic and blah, blah, blah. But I had this really, really vivid dream one night that I rescued a white cat with purple on its neck. And the dream was so vivid that it was still with me that next afternoon. And I had to, like, tell my fiance, I was like, I can't shake this dream I had.
Yeah.
And that day I was starting a new, that later that afternoon I was starting a new TV show, and I showed up to my first day. And on my first day, the prop lady, well, I walk in and there's this just, like, little white kitten laying there.
No.
And at the time, like, I was so distracted by the cat that I wasn't even thinking of my dream.
I just felt the hair on my legs.
Like, totally
stand up. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, this cat, blah, blah. And then the woman who had brought her in was this prop lady who rescued her that weekend, found this homeless cat. And I was like, isn't this funny? I had a dream last night that I adopted a white cat with purple on its neck. And she goes, lift up her fur.
No.
And she's wearing a purple collar.
Oh, my God.
I know. I know.
Holy shit. You saw that.
I saw the
you
cat
saw
so
that.
Specifically.
Yeah.
And me and this cat have such a deep
bond
and such a deep relationship
really?
That it goes. Well, also, I guess here's another part of it. So before that happened, I had a dog who was, like, the only constant in my life for 8 years.
Okay.
Like, through every terrible relationship, every terrible apartment, everything.
Yeah.
And when she passed away, I thought I would never be the same. And I started going to a Buddhist church by my house, and there's this thing called samsara, which is about, like, a high reincarnation, like an afterlife for the souls of things that have died. So I asked these Buddhists to pray for the soul of my dog.
Cool.
And I did all the whole thing on my own as well, which was like a process of lighting candles and doing a series of prayers.
Yeah.
And in my prayers for my dog to come back, I would always say, when you come back, please let me know without a shadow of a doubt that it's you.
Now I have goosebumps.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
So I feel like in order for me to have this, so I do feel like this is my dog that has come back.
Yeah.
She let me know like I asked her to.
So cool.
But I feel like it was a series of manifesting, doing the prayers for it to happen, being with her when she was in the in-between so that she could come back. and then being in touch enough with the different planes of reality life to have that dream where I knew she was coming.
So here's my question. So cool. When it comes to manifestation stuff, do you believe, because I feel like there's two trains of thoughts, we like make it happen or we're like looking for it. So do you think that manifestation is like, oh, it's just coincidence that you saw the cat and like then because you saw it in the dream, you adopted it and like, so it's kind of like you forced it to happen? Or was it like, no, you're a fucking psychic and you saw it before it was reality?
Yeah, I think it's more of like, it's either some sort of psychic thing or it's being really, really deep into your level of of consciousness.
Yeah,
like,
being aligned so that those things can happen.
Being that's what I believe.
Yes. Yeah. I was talking to I want to like say who the person is, but they're like an icon, and so now I'm gonna feel name droppy, so I'm not gonna say who. Okay. But like, I was talking to, and I had dinner with an icon the other day.
And casual.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, it sounds even like bigger.
Right. What did Barack talk about?
Yeah. I love that icon. They were telling me about this idea that like we've already lived our lives, so that's why we have things like deja vu, or because I told them this cat story, and so sometimes we know things are going to happen when we're, because we've already fully lived out these lives.
Okay. Shit. Okay. I've been having an experience lately, so I feel like I don't know, I hope I can.
I love this, and I love your ring. Yeah. She's got a beautiful crystal ring.
Everyone rings.
Yes.
I hope I can describe this correctly, but so I have always seen myself in my head as who I am right now, like glamorous, like beautiful, all these things. But like, I feel like that's only become my reality within the past few years. But like, people will comment to me like, oh, you look this way. And like, oh my gosh, you're so this. But in my head, I was like, oh, I always knew that I would be like looking this way and acting this way. I don't know if this is making sense.
I kind of
tapping into
you
like
knew who you were already.
Yes. Yeah. But it's like I knew, but no one else saw
it. But now they see it. Yeah,
because I don't know why. Maybe I think it's age. It's coming out more.
Again, I think it's like being in alignment, like being in touch. I don't know. Like that, your light shines brighter when you're when you are someone who can surrender and just be.
Mm. Yeah.
And I think that you get that by becoming comfortable with yourself and loving yourself. And that's something you've done. Like it
all comes down to love.
It does.
But it does.
Self-love, yeah.
I've also had people tell me such specific things lately that are exactly what I want to achieve, which is cool.
Like what?
I went to this sexual healing event the other night.
That's cool.
Yeah, and I was like totally just myself. These were mostly women I had never met. It was about 10 women in circle. So already so powerful and healing. Mm. you guys get it.
Yeah.
Oh my God, we're women in circle right
now. Yes, I love that. Oh,
I know, it feels so good.
It does feel really good. I wish I would have brought some crystals. Okay, anyway,
yes. And I was just being myself, and I forget sometimes that like not everyone thinks like me, or people can be shocked by things I say. I'm pretty like direct, and I'm pretty open without being embarrassed and stuff, especially about sexuality. And three women out of like the 10 came up to me and were like, I feel like I had to meet you, and I'm so glad I met you.
Whoa.
You are an inspiration. These were women like in their 50s who like their husbands had passed away, or they were single for the first time in a long time, and they felt inspired. And I think that they're going to go find more pleasure and more sexual like enjoyment.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yes.
Which is like a huge mission for me to like help women become empowered and get to enjoy all the pleasure of life and not feel shameful about it and stuff.
That's
one of my missions. But that's me like not trying. That's just being in alignment, I think.
Yeah.
And then to have them come up and basically say my mission statement's coming true. Like, that's so
that's beautiful.
Yeah.
They saw it before you even said it.
Which that has
meant to be there.
Right. And that's like only started happening since, you know, becoming okay with myself,
more
becoming
empowered,
like loving myself.
I think that's a huge part of the journey, is like the more you love yourself, the more you become okay with yourself, and the more you follow your heart and feelings without judgment. Like that's when I started to, I think, to get really in touch with it all, when these very serendipitous, like beautiful things would start to occur, and I realized in order for me to get here, I had to experience all the pain and the things before. So it helped me release a lot of judgments that I had on bad times I spent in relationships, terrible mm-hmm. guys I went to, mm-hmm. jobs I didn't get, yes. stupid mm-hmm. things I said, because it made me, you know, because I'm the type yeah. that I'll be like, in 2005, I one time said yeah. in front of somebody,
so you know, it'll be like this yeah.
thing that no one remembers, you yeah. know. But I feel like getting into, like, just realizing that once you can accept that all of that happened to lead you to where you're supposed to be, mm-hmm. but you have to follow your heart. And one thing I see is, like, so many people get really scared to follow their heart, so they settle for things that aren't in tune, aren't in the yeah. same vibration as them,
yes.
because they're scared. And so the reason yes. why I think I've been able to really transmute a lot of, like, fear, doubt, abuse, alcoholism, like, terrible, not yeah. on my part, but just on surrounding people yeah, yeah. around me. The reason why I've been able to, like, transmute and change all those things is because I made sure that everything I kept in my life or that I moved past things that weren't vibrating with yes. on my same intention, yeah. even though at the time I wouldn't be able to articulate it that way.
Yeah. yeah.
But I just knew that I was willing to love and lose and stuff in a way that yeah. other people weren't,
yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
I was never going to settle for something. Even if in the time I was never going to long-term do that. Does yeah. that make sense?
Oh, yeah. I just recently did that with a guy. But, like, right. you could do that with anything where you yeah. kind of – yeah, it's like – I mean, basically what you're saying is you're super in touch with your intuition.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you yeah. move out of love and out of inspiration.
Right. But so, making sure that you keep all the things around you on – that they're all things that really do – bring you joy and that are happy.
Yeah, that feel good.
Yes, exactly. That and that's okay, because yeah. if it takes some time to, like, figure it out. Yeah. Like, sometimes we have a person or thing in our life and we don't know how we feel about
totally.
It. And
yeah.
I guess that's just part of the process too, but I yeah. think it's just yeah. making sure that you are in the right relationship. I think that maybe only helps you become, like, more powerful. Right?
Oh, exactly. Yeah.
I think so many people are afraid to be happy.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
there's, like, this idea of, well, if I'm happy, what am I going to complain about?
What's next? Or right. what comes next? Like, yeah. then I just lose that? Or, like, but maybe they see it as a peak?
But, like, there will be other good things coming. Yeah. Like, that's a new thought that I have
well,
adapted to.
Well, also just, like, our whole society is masculine energy. Mm-hmm. It yeah. has been for so many years. And that puts us up into our heads more yeah. than the feminine, which is more in the body. But even besides masculine yeah, and feminine,
yeah.
We as a society are super in our heads instead yeah. of in our bodies. And we've talked about this a little bit on the podcast before, but, like, I have this new kind of phrase I've been saying where – and it happened organically. I started when I would say the phrase, I know this blah, blah, blah to be true, I would start pointing to my stomach.
Ooh,
like, I
beautiful.
Know this is true. Instead oh. of pointing to my head, I know this is true.
Because
yeah, I started to realize, yeah, because my gut knows yeah. so much more than my head knows. My gut is pretty much always right.
Well, and
I just choose not to listen to it all the time.
Right. And, like, scientifically, you know, physiologically, yeah. our gut
is
controls
older.
Our brain.
Yes, hormones.
Oh, yeah, and it's
yeah.
older.
Yeah, and our gut is older. Our intelligence is newer, you know.
Okay.
Our brains are
taking time to develop.
Less
and
evolved than our bodies.
When yeah. you have, like, a lot of bacteria in your gut, it can lead to more depression. That's why probiotics are good for, like, mood boosters.
Oh.
Because it clears your gut, which then affects
there.
Your brain. Everything yeah. is connected in our body.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And in life.
Yeah.
But just, I think that people talk themselves out of things. It's like mm-hmm. our heads just get in the way a lot. And
they
I
really
think
do.
If people could get more embodied and more in touch with their intuitions, then they would be aligned. They would be moving
yeah.
out of, like, joy and love and keeping things around that feel good and serve them.
Yeah.
So I think everyone here are people that have gotten more in touch with their gut and their
yeah.
intuition.
Thank
and
God.
I feel like meditation certainly helps that.
Yeah.
And I also feel like trying to do whatever you can to, like, break the tether between you and your cell phone, which is that's something that
so
I'm actively working
hard.
Towards. But
hard.
I think, like, you get so many messages from your cell phone. I think even
yeah.
just the Wi-Fi. I mean, it's they're killing bees and stuff. So you've got to think too that it's got to be killing our own vibes, you know.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I noticed that, like, the more distance I put from me and my phone, the more I'm able to have, like, thoughts and feelings that. And, but it's, yeah, yeah. One, I had a really strong premonition once at the gym. We go to the same gym.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it was right before my birthday. And I was, like, feeling kind of sad because I was, like, just kind of, like, of work stuff, you know? I was like, ugh. And all of us, like, it was really, like, it hit me like a ton of bricks. I wasn't even trying to think positively or anything. I literally was just like, oh, my birthday is in 2 weeks.
Birthdays
I'm not where I
want to
be.
You up.
I'm so depressed.
Yeah.
And I literally stopped in my tracks. Jackson, I had the breath taken away from me, and I was like, oh my God, I'm going to book a show. And whoa, it was such a strong, gosh. It was such an incredible, strong feeling.
Like
I was
saw like, yourself on set?
Yeah, yes, but I wasn't trying. I wasn't sitting there trying to manifest in. Anything. Mm. It was like the universe said to me, don't be sad right now. You're going to book a show before your birthday. And this was pilot season. So like booking a show during pilot season is like insane. It's a crazy process. And then unrelated to that, like that Friday or something, my friend had bought this, like my friend Jackie came over to my friend Santina's house. They are also very like, into this stuff. And we did an abundance spell.
Nice.
And during the abundance, like after the abundance spell, I looked at my phone, and while we had been doing it, my agent called me and said, you're testing for a pilot. And then I booked that pilot. And then I spent my birthday in Vancouver shooting.
I remember this off your Instagram. Yes. Oh,
isn't
my
that crazy?
God.
Crazy. Isn't that crazy? But again, it really was. Shit. It was like, oh, my, and then it's funny because, and then here's the downside to that. I was meditating. I really thought the pilot was like going to go. Really thought it was going to go. And then, but then I was meditating while I was in Vancouver one morning. And then it hit me really strong there too. I was like, oh, the pilot's not going to get picked up. But I wanted to move beyond that. So I was trying to be like, okay, well, I've had these strong premonitions. Maybe this one was different, maybe whatever. And the pilot didn't go. But now I've learned to just, I have other exciting things going on. So I'm like, okay, it just wasn't meant to, that wasn't meant to happen. But I just also, I'll never forget those things that were just really specific.
But that was a success in and of itself, that whole experience.
Yes, you the know, whole experience like, is such a success. Yeah. Amazing people.
Yeah.
And Mama made some money.
And 2 out of 2. And had a great birthday.
Yes. Like, and 2 out of 2 of your premonitions were correct. So, like, that's something.
That's what I always try to come back to. Exactly. Because, like, I want to start praising my intuition when it's right, when it works out in a, quote, bad way, like a darker premonition.
But what is bad?
Right, exactly. There's no good and bad. But, like, for example, I even spoke about it on this podcast, that I was cautiously optimistic about this guy. Like, my intuition knew the whole time.
Yeah.
It's not really a fit, but I'm curious enough that I got to explore it. So, like, no regrets for exploring it. And it did end, but that means my intuition was right again.
Exactly.
Like, that's cool. That I can appreciate.
Yeah.
And I relate also. I just wanted to tell a story from when I was little and had a clairvoyant. It was in middle school.
Okay.
And I had this crazy dream that I was over my friend Virginia's house, and we were upstairs, and then we went to go downstairs, and we had to stop, like, almost falling because the stairway had burned away. Like, so there was no stairs. And it was, like, very scary, that feeling of, like, oh, we're right on the edge.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, we have to stay up here. And then, like, a week later, their house caught fire and burned down.
Oh.
I know.
I know.
I know. So, like, it's crazy.
Yeah.
But I dreamed it. And that's such a random dream. It's not like – she's actually my sister's friend, so I don't even see her that often.
Yeah.
It's like, you know. Mm-hmm. And then it ended up working out because they got insurance money and got to redo their house and stuff.
They got a better house.
They got a better house out of it.
Hell yeah.
Premonitions. Like, it's so I think that we can see into the future.
Yeah.
Or we've already lived it. Or we've already lived it, like it's a circle,
it's like,
right?
A part of
something.
We know it
already. I'll tell you guys something really crazy that, again, I should definitely not be saying on this podcast.
That's great. Then it's perfect.
Perfect for us.
So I used to be really, like, this is actually insane that I'm saying this, because I used to be good friends with Meghan Markle, who's like very dear to me. But since her and Prince Harry got engaged and all this, like, all this media has been, like, begging me for interviews, and I've turned them all down because I'm like, I don't want to be a part
personal.
Of this. Yes, exactly. But speaking of this, I will never forget
exclusive.
Yeah, you got an exclusive. I'll never forget this, like, very I'll never forget this conversation that I had with Meghan, where she was like,
I'm going to marry a prince.
Yeah.
No.
She was
I
want to be a princess. And I remember being like,
stop it.
Why? It wasn't for me. She said it so.
Oh my God.
It was just this really crazy thing. And so to see that happen
so
now
cool.
is another thing that makes me be like, it really is all about like, I was like, the way, what, I don't want to say exactly what she said because I don't want to really put her shit on blast like that. Because I have so much love and respect for her. But the way she said it, you guys, was so specific.
Just confident.
That I don't even think she realized, like, even fully realized it. But I think it just goes again to, like, have we lived these? Like, for me, that having that conversation with her and seeing what has happened since then has really made me question, what is life, and yes. have we already lived it? Do we are we like seeing people actively fulfill their destinies cool. yes. and seeing yeah. things placed on their heart? Because it was so specific, and at the time, she and I were both on Deal or No Deal together, mm-hmm. and we were just kind of there to like help pay our bills until for like our acting careers.
Yeah.
So she wasn't like trying to be a princess. We were trying to be actors. Yeah. We were actors, you know. Yeah. We were talking about our CSI yeah. auditions,
yeah,
you
yeah,
know.
Yeah.
But it was like this so very funny. Specific conversation that I've seen come true for her, and I'm thinking, wow. and it just really feels like.
How many years was that?
That was like a that was had to be a decade ago.
Wow, yeah. interesting. Wow. Yeah.
I wonder yeah, if she would really remember. Was it something she said like in passing? Or
yeah,
like,
I'm pretty sure it was something that she would remember. Wow. Yeah, she had said.
I feel
yeah.
like she would. I mean, my That's sister, so cool. who's also a witch, one of my many sisters, she wrote down such a specific way that she was going to meet her future partner. Mm. She did like a course on relationships, so they prompted her to do that, but still she wrote down like that it was snowing, like, oh man, I wish I knew the other things, but it was like, oh, it was snowing, they shit, can't remember some other specifics, and all of it came true to who she's now getting Whoa. Married to.
Wow.
Like the vision of exactly what she wrote down in the way she Whoa. Would meet him.
Did you manifest your That's fiance? Incredible. I know you guys met at a vegan festival, right?
Yes, we yeah. did. Oh my God, it was so cute. We met at an Earth Day festival in Santa Barbara.
That's what it was.
Neither of us lived in Santa Barbara. And what's really Ooh. Crazy, not to be like super morbid and keep going back to the dog thing, but like we found out later that he had a dog that he got, by later I mean like as soon as we met basically,
yeah.
but like mm-hmm. after my whole thing with my dog. So in conversation, he got a dog within a month. We got our dogs within a month of each other 8 years ago. And
yeah.
then we lost them within a month of each other. So
Whoa.
We also feel like our dogs in a way like brought us together because
yeah,
I was only
yeah, yeah.
in Santa Barbara at this Earth Day Festival.
Wow.
Because I was super depressed without my dog. This was long before she came back as a cat.
Yeah.
And I was just sort of like wandering around, and I had gone to I had just been to this wolf sanctuary for my birthday where
cool.
this kind of guy I had been like seeing at the time who was, you know,
not
the one for
got
wolf
it.
Sanctuary. Kind of was like, don't go to a wolf sanctuary. Like something was telling me like to go to a wolf sanctuary. So when I met my fiance, he was volunteering for a dolphin nonprofit. And how they were like getting money for this dolphin nonprofit was like selling these wolf shirts. So I just went up to him and I was oh my God, I just went to a wolf sanctuary. And we had this like incredibly deep conversation.
Wow.
I walked away, I said, I love him. And I wrote down my phone number. And I've never given my phone number to a guy
yeah.
who hasn't asked for it. But I
yeah.
handed him my number. And like as I was handing it to him, I was running the other way because I was like humiliated
yeah,
that
yeah,
I did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
And I was like, that guy's never going to text me. Like he's also just this like, I'm this black girl with a big, large afro. He's this white guy with, like, long hair. He's, like, this hippie rocker guy, you know. So I was like, I'm probably not his type, you know, whatever. He probably has a girlfriend. He's so cute. And he texted me within, like, 5 minutes. And he
yes.
was like, he wanted me to go back to the booth they were at. So he wrote, there's a giant wolf here right now. You're missing it. It was really cute.
Yes.
Isn't that
oh,
cute?
My God.
And then he asked me out that very night, and I was like, and then that's when I started trying to play hard to get, like, it was
yeah.
really, I was like, I'm a vegan. And he was like, I'm
too.
A vegan too.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yes.
And then he goes,
What's
you're
next,
the woman
bitch?
Of my
Give
dreams.
It to me.
Oh,
isn't that
oh my gosh.
I know. And I remember being like, I was like,
wow.
okay, take it easy, you know? But it was like, we knew from that very moment. Like,
wow.
I had to have known to give him my phone number because I was not going to date for a year. But there was something about, I promised myself
Whoa.
I wasn't going to date for a year.
Whoa, why?
But there was, just because I had dealt with all the fuckboys
okay.
in this town,
okay.
you know, specifically
okay.
yes.
some comedians
I
who
list.
I won't put on blast.
Okay.
But, yeah, I'll
but
give
I
you the
will.
List,
girl.
Yeah.
Please.
So, and then I went back to the place that I was staying at. He went back to the place I was staying at. And when he picked me up for the date, we both were wearing all white.
Oh.
Isn't that insane?
Oh, my God. Like, you're fucking getting married.
Yeah. Isn't that insane?
Wow.
And we've literally been inseparable ever since. He was moving
oh.
to Detroit and, like, moved to L.A. to be with me instead. And, yeah.
Wow.
So that
Amazing.
Whole thing does feel very serendipitous. And that's
oh,
kind of
yeah.
what I was thinking when I said, like, a lot of the guys I've dated have not made sense.
Yes.
They haven't always been the smartest mm. choices or the wise choices. But I'm learning now not to judge myself on those
yeah.
behaviors
mm-hmm.
because that's really what all led me to Sam.
Yes.
And when
yes.
it came to dating, I always did what I wanted to do. Like,
yes.
I dated everyone I dated. I didn't care about, like, you know, my, I just dated whoever I was
vibed with.
Vibed
yeah.
with. Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I feel like even though maybe some of those things led to heartbreak, it also ultimately led me to my fiance, who's just like the best thing. He's like, I'm so grateful. He's incredible. He's an incredible human being.
I so subscribe to all of that and believe that that's absolutely true. And that's why I feel like I've been like bouncing back quick from the rejections or whatever, because I just still know that like all roads lead to here.
Yes.
And everything that happens to us is for our maximum benefit in the end. Like it's there is I don't know. Also, all rejection is saving us from something. So it's like I see it as kind of like, because I was looking back at all the times I've been sort of dumped or whatever. I haven't had many big relationships, but like, you know, rejected or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they were all situations where I would not have dumped the other person.
Right.
So now I'm like, oh, that was sort of the universe kicking me out because I wouldn't do it for myself. So that was the universe helping me with something I didn't have the strength to do on my own. So like it hurts, but it's a gift.
Worth it. It's all for your best. Like before, I would not have ever met my fiance if my boyfriend hadn't broken up with me like a month beforehand.
Yeah.
In an email with no capital letters.
What?
No capital letters.
Actually, he actually put effort into not capitalizing because he sent it on his iPhone.
Yeah,
like he
that
didn't
would
even
correct
send
that.
So he had to go back.
Why
and
why would you do that?
Because I think he was like
trying to make it so casual.
He was trying to make it like super cute, like E.E. Cummings, like a breakup poem or something. I don't fucking know, but it was an email with no capital letters.
Okay, you need to name this guy's name. You need to put him on blast.
He knows who he is. Yeah. He knows who he is, true. Exactly. But I would never have met my fiance if that hadn't happened.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, I have this like dream, amazing opportunity thing happening for me right now. And literally this situation is only happening for me because I had tried to do it at another, like at another company or place. And that not working out at the time, I thought my career was over, everything was over. And that not working out elevated this project to like a
way better
degree.
Yeah.
To a such a higher degree that I was like, oh, this is where the project always needed to be. These people had to whatever so that I could go over here.
Yes,
you know. So it really truly is. And even sometimes if you make it that way, like there are times when like I didn't get on like a sketch team or something that I wanted to get on. And so even in that time, then I would go, okay, instead of like going to those shows every week, I'm going to write.
Yeah,
and I'm
going
to create my own project.
Right.
So it's like you can also just do it yourself. You can. Yeah. You don't have to even, I think, wait for the universe in those opportunities, even though it will happen. But you can just be like, whatever is rejected, just make an
re-channel.
Opportunity out of it.
Reminds me, last year, at the end of the year, I was on an improv team that I was on for like a few years. And it just, I felt this weird calling, like it wasn't serving me anymore. And I was like, I need to stop driving to Santa Monica every like two days a week, you know. And so then I was like, I need to make more space in my life for writing and acting.
Mm-hmm.
I quit that team. Yeah. Literally, what was it, 2 days later, I found out that I got a big writing job.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like,
that's incredible.
Yeah. And so then, like, ever since then, it's just, like, literally, I just made space in my life.
Yeah.
Made more time. And I put the, probably, like, the Princess Meghan Markle thing, like, I recognized I am worth acting and writing, and I'm going to make that space because I know it's coming.
Yeah.
Versus had I stayed on that improv team, who knows what would probably would have just still been doing improv.
And it seems like such a little thing, like, well, it's just an improv team. Who cares? But those things do matter.
Yeah.
They really do, because you're right. It's like time, it's energy.
And space,
It's space. It's and it's remembering, like, the bigger picture of what you wanted. Like, you didn't move here to just, like,
do
be
improv.
On an improv team.
Yeah.
You moved here to, like,
acting and writing.
Exactly. Yeah. I think that's an important thing, too, is just, like, always remembering. It's so easy to get caught up in, like, the little things and be like, my goal is, and it's so much littler than like what you
the big picture
what you
yes.
want.
Yeah,
yeah.
The
big picture of what you want.
Yeah.
And truly, and I'm my mind is being blown lately by like how literally anything is possible.
Yes.
And the most amazing.
We are so
incredible
powerful
things.
And magical.
Yeah. We are so powerful and magical. And it's just a reminder to like dream and manifest bigger, because there are no limits to anything.
Yes, because it is
why
so,
not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's so like I'm just I'm feeling so much joy and smiliness thinking about that. And I think that helps manifest things in when you have the ability to feel it as if it's already here, which is a learned thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But like when I kind of put stuff in the present tense and get excited about it in the present tense, that seems to draw things in so fast for me. So like you just saying anything is possible made my mind start imagining possibilities that feel really good. Ooh. Like love stuff, career stuff, whatever. Yes. And we're just so powerful. Seriously, I feel like anything I write down especially comes true for me. That. Writing gives it a lot of energy. Speaking, it gives it energy too.
Oh, yeah. I speak about a lot of the things that I have going on. Like I speak about them and I know people are like really superstitious about that. But I'm like, my destiny is so much bigger than any hex or voodoo shit you could put on
karma,
me. Because that stuff, I'm like, I don't believe in that. Like I'm like, you're going to fulfill your destiny. Yeah. It's going to be what it is no matter what. So I do also like speaking about things because I'm like, I'm just making it happen more and more reality. And then also then you get to tell a cool story, you know, when you're driving down, you're like, I remember Haley telling me about that show, you know, so there's her billboard.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, yes. I'm the same way.
It's powerful.
Yes.
So what, did you already tell us the spell?
Yeah, I wanted to ask.
That you were like, I got to tell you about this spell I did. Was that the abundance one?
Oh, I think that was the abundance spell. Okay. I think that was, although there was something else in my head that I was like, I really wanted to tell you guys.
About the spell and what happened.
Yes, I think that's what it was. Okay. I think it was the abundance spell. And manifesting that. But do you guys use crystals and stuff?
Yeah. A little bit.
Because I feel like I'm really into like, crystals,
they're amplifiers.
What do you mean use them? What do you do when you use yours?
So I really just, it's like 10 a.m. on a Sunday, so I'm not wearing my necklace right now, but I do have like a necklace with like a crystal on it, so I'll try to wear one. My like ring is a moonstone. Like a lot of my jewelry and stuff is some sort of something that's, you know, cool. Connected.
Yeah. Yes.
But I do collect crystals. Okay. And so when I meditate, I just put them all around me, and the ones that I feel like it, that are calling me or whatever, I'll like hold them or like place them on my heart or on top of my head, like anywhere, like while I'm meditating. And it's funny because my fiance isn't someone who's like even normally, like he's a very spiritual person who's in line with all these things, but he's like the specifics of like the crystals and the this and that. He was a little bit like, okay.
Yeah.
But he just wrote me this really cute card that was like, something happened. I can't remember. It was something good. And he was like, I guess your crystals really are working.
Wait, that's so crazy. Speaking of like listening to intuition, I should have listened to mine because this doesn't happen every week. But for some reason, coming to our recording with you, I had this weird feeling of, oh, I should bring my crystals. And I specifically wanted to bring my jade one.
Oh, yeah.
Does that like mean anything to you?
Okay. Yeah, I'm very into jade. I wanted a piece of jade for a long time. And I finally just got like an awesome piece. Oh, my God.
Did you
get a jade egg? Or?
Oh, I have a carnelian egg.
Okay.
And those things are so... they're just okay.
We all know what we're talking
like
about.
Second grader. So funny because it's like there's so much to them. First of all, it's really easy to like forget that you're wearing them and like drop it in the toilet. So disgusting. Has that happened to you guys?
No, I haven't practiced with an egg yet, but I learned about it at the sexual healing event.
Oh, cool.
So
what did they say about it? Tell me about it because I'm new to the egg stuff.
So okay, so jade egg is a really popular one, but you can do it with other practices.
Wait, for people that don't know, you're talking about putting an egg inside your vagina.
In your pussy. Okay.
Yes, in your pussy.
Just to make it clear.
I was calling them pussy crystals for a long time, but then I was like, oh, I don't know if that's...
No, that's like really good. We gotta pussy's like the best word actually to use for describing...
Pussy's my favorite word.
Good.
But also because it's an ancient Chinese tradition, I was like, but maybe I should just call it like a noni egg because that's what they call it. Like, I felt bad. Like, I'm like, am I co-opting this thing calling it a pussy crystal? So I was like, but that was before I realized that. As I learned about it, I was like, maybe I should stop calling it a pussy crystal, but it is a crystal that you put in your pussy.
Yes,
so
it's a pussy crystal. No, that's perfect. It's really like, a useful practice for self-appreciation and self-love, and if it leads to self-pleasure, but no pressure.
Mm. Yeah.
But you can insert it into the vagina, and you can sort of heal.
So you can put it up there and just keep it there all day?
I mean, this is like, you can do a whole practice. It's just like meditation. It's another practice you could add into your life, working with like a jade egg or a crystal egg. But that's actually what I wanted to talk about, my spell I did. I don't have an egg, but I went to this sexual healing event, and
it was just sort of a wake-up call that I'm addicted to my vibrator. Oh, and wow. I realized, shit, I want to resensitize because yeah. I'm a bit desensitized.
It's by like recalibrating your body.
Yeah, because yeah. it's oh, yeah. the vibrator's so much stimulation. It's so strong, or, yeah. yeah, stimulation. And then, like, plus porn is so much stimulation. Mm-hmm. And I was just like, wait, I used to masturbate just with myself. Like,
yeah.
that was chill and felt really good. I don't know. I just felt called to go back to basics from it and kind of heal around it.
Vintage.
Yeah. Retro. Yes, these hands. Anyways, they taught about that at the workshop, about just like feeling your body and giving yourself some love, or even like apologizing to parts of your body that you haven't been nice to, areas you've shamed or like dissed. Yeah. whatever yeah. parts of yourself, and yeah. just about like feeling and loving all of it. And then I ended up having the best time. Oh, actually, first it led to crying. First, I was like crying so much. I was crying about my breakup, just kind of processing. It just brought stuff up because I was looking in the mirror as I was doing this, and mirrors tend to bring stuff out of us.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah,
I never like. Yeah, you're right.
Because you look in your eyes and you just kind of see it all. You see it all.
Your past, yes. Your yeah. future. Yeah. yeah.
Yes. So then, so that turned into like a good cry sesh and release. And then I just was kind of hanging out with myself. I watched a show because I had just dedicated the night to this practice of like self-love, essentially. And then I got turned on again and could not help myself. And I went old school and I had the best time and I came so hard. And then the coolest part, so then I kind of turned it into sex magic because I just, I got vocal because one of the things we learned in the healing workshop was that like your jaw and your voice are very connected to your pelvis and your vagina.
Wait,
they
okay.
actually
your jaw and
look
your voice connected to your pelvis.
Yeah, okay. yeah, just like the mouth and the throat are very similar in anatomy to like the cervix and the vagina.
Yeah,
if you look from like a bird's eye view, they literally like have the same shape and the same
just
structure,
smaller proportions.
Yeah, if you think about it, so. So that's one of the reasons women are more vocal. And voice also moves energy, so it's like a release. So I was being vocal while getting off, and I just started saying, I love you, pussy. And I was just telling my pussy that I loved her. And
did she say it back?
Hell yeah. She was so wet. She was like saying it back in her own way. And then I just – that was the only thing I kept saying that – like, you know how when you're like – getting off, you sometimes say the same phrase a bunch of times. I only said that phrase, and it was like a positive feedback loop. I was like, more turned on, more turned on. I love you, pussy. I love you, pussy.
Oh my God,
I love you, pussy.
Beautiful.
And I came so hard. And then the next day, I, again, old school, just like got really turned on. No porn, no vibrator. Came again, and it felt like I was being penetrated, which was, I had an orgasm like as if I was
so cool.
An internal orgasm with only my hands on the outside.
Yeah.
Because I was just feeling so like in tune with myself that I was able to like, my own muscles made it feel like that.
Oh my God, that's incredible.
Yeah. But anyways, you can practice all of that with an egg of jade or crystal to amplify whatever it is you're intending on.
Yes.
So it could be healing or could
do
be
you do that?
Whatever.
I do it to, like, mine is a carnelian egg. So I guess carnelian helps if you're feeling like angry or whatever. So if I'm like, a lot of times I use it before I'm like PMSing, if I'm just having like negative emotions that are hormonal, so they're a little bit harder to control because they're hormonal, I'll use it. But I should just start using more. I just kind of got scared of it because like I'll use it and then like smoke a little weed, forget that it's in there,
and drop it out.
Drop it in the toilet, and it's like so gross. And so, but like I've had two professionals tell me like how to clean it if that happens.
Yeah.
But I'm just so the last time it fell in the toilet, I cleaned it and I haven't put it in since then because I've been scared. But there's also like exercises you can do. But I just feel like it's the crystals in there. But like so, it's really you're all really absorbing the energy from that crystal. But have you guys heard about Someone was telling me that they think about the thing they want the most. They like manifest when they're having an orgasm.
Sex magic. Yeah, I've done that.
Yeah. Does it work?
Yeah, dude. I specifically had a guy over so that I could practice my manifestation.
You're like,
I pretty much used
it. I don't need you. I just need your dick to come. I'm on a new writing gig.
For real. I like lit the candles. I did all the things. I pulled cards before he came over. And like, yeah, I used him as like, I want this sex to provide me. Like, it's not about him or us. It's about like, I want to get like satiated, like fulfillment and love for myself from it. And I did.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
That's incredible.
But yeah, you can do that where you have sex with someone and when you're both orgasming, you can set an intention so that when you're coming with intention.
Yeah.
So that
that's
you're both like
amplify.
Agreeing. Exactly. Yeah. So you're vibrating, especially if the other person knows, this guy didn't know, but if the other person knows what's going on, and you're both on the same page and you do it, then like, holy shit, you're probably going to get whatever you were doing.
I'm going to go home to my fiance and be like,
we need to
have
something for us to try.
Yes.
We've really been wanting to like get our marriage, like our wedding on the books. Like it's just been this really big, it's just been this kind of stressful process. Like, figuring out when we're getting married.
Yeah.
And not stressful, just stressful only because, like, we really want to get married. We're, like, excited about getting married, but there's so much going on. There's all these factors.
Yeah.
So I'll be like, babe.
Yeah.
When we come this time, we're going to be manifesting our dream perfect wedding.
Yes.
Maybe it'll come to you.
That
like,
seems like
while
a
you're
great one. Yeah.
Yeah. It'll be cool. But, oh, my God, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think sex is such a big part of just everything.
Life.
You know?
Yeah.
Sex is a big part
it's
of
so
life.
Important.
And that's another thing that people cut themselves off to.
Yeah.
So that's what it's like being in your body. Like we were talking about pole dancing earlier. Mm-hmm. And when I first started taking pole dancing classes, I was someone that like didn't even want to walk across the street because I didn't like the parked cars like watching me walk. Like
in the outfit or whatever.
Just like even in jeans and whatever. Yeah. Like I just was like, I didn't want people looking at me. I was way too uncomfortable to like be on top during having sex. Like I just wasn't feeling it. And so I started taking these like pole dancing classes to like learn to come into my body.
Yes.
And now I'm very much centered in my body.
Yeah.
I feel things very viscerally. And I think that like even doing like pole dancing and learning to love my body and other women's bodies has also been like a really powerful
tool. And that's what I was saying to you before too about why I love it is like I was seeing all these different kinds of bodies and like there was no male gaze. We're all there for ourselves. Mm. And like you're so strong when you're pole dancing. Like it's fucking core to the max.
Yeah.
So like everyone's so strong and it's just
strong
so
and
beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It really is. It really is.
And that brings it back to what we were talking about at the beginning that it's just stuff is more in alignment when we can get into our bodies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it's like all connected.
Yeah. I'll give a tip to listeners. How I started to learn to get into my body was if you're not comfortable, dancing is the best way. Mm. Just start dancing. If you have a lot of thoughts going on, dance to get into your, to drop into your body. Taking a breath. To drop you into your body. Or writing. Get out whatever is in your head. Just movement in some way.
Mm-hmm.
We'll drop you in so you can ask, what would feel good body and make a decision from there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A book that was really powerful for me that also utilizes writing is this book called The Lotus and the Lily.
We talked about that last episode. Cool. Yeah, we just heard
about it. I love
it.
And one of the things about it is one of the like days that you do is about being your own shaman. And so that was also really powerful for me, especially as someone who kind of grew up in this like a little bit of a religious way where you're always told that like the priest is, you know, someone else is the only one who, I didn't even know what I was on. Someone else is the only one who can manifest or bring things to you or whatever.
Yeah.
And it's starting to realize like, no, I can really truly be my own shaman and I have to just be in line with the universe. And so one of the things I always say is like, I have this mandala and I look at it and I'm like, I am one, you are one, we are one. I am one with the one.
Yes.
Together we create a beautiful world.
Oh. Yes.
And so it's also just bringing back power, which then again goes back to like feminism that like we don't need a man to tell us to do 55 Hail Marys in order to like, for, you know, we have all of this power within ourselves. And I think that it was a way to, like, telling us that we didn't, and it was just a way to, like, limit our power.
Control us.
Because it's a scary thing for other people, because we are so, we are so powerful.
Yeah. So powerful.
We are so incredibly powerful. We can make anything happen. And it's easy, and it's just, like, just even remembering that is so much, because, like, I had this really strong premonition, and it's in the process of, like, coming true, and it's something that I care so much about. But sometimes it feels impossible. And so this conversation that we're having now has even been so inspiring for me to remember, like, I don't have to worry about things not happening fast enough with this, or feeling like, shit, this is never going to happen. Because I have to remember I already had the strong gut feeling that this thing was going to – that this thing was going to happen for me. And so who cares about all this other stuff along the way? You just have to trust that. But I also think it's really important to get out of our own. Sometimes I think we can manifest things that we think we want. So it's also like giving it up to the universe that, like,
surrendering.
Yes, exactly. Like, if this doesn't happen, we have to trust that that's for our highest good. Not this thing specifically, because it has to happen or I'll die.
This is happening.
But everything else.
But everything else is like, you know. But yeah, you don't need to know the how. It's gonna happen.
Yeah.
And letting that go and releasing and surrendering and then just allowing it to happen.
Yeah.
Because you know it's gonna happen.
Right, right. Exactly. You know it's gonna happen. But I think it's so easy in this town to, like, force things and be like, no, I want that TV show. I'm perfect for that role. Or I'm perfect for that writing gig or whatever. And like, then just being like, no, if I don't get that, or, you know, even if I, even if it's something as insane as, like, maybe I'm not even meant to live in LA, but it, who cares if it's not what you thought you wanted? Because what you ultimately get, if you're in alignment with everything, is so much bigger and so much happier.
Also, things change. Like, you're allowed to change your dreams.
And
have you ever seen Lisa Kudrow's commencement speech?
No, but I love her, so I need to watch that because she's incredible.
You should watch this, especially as it applies to acting. I think of about it often. It's so good. Basically, she was working on this TV show. I forget what it was. It was like a pilot. She was really excited about it. She was one of the leads. And then she got kicked off, recast, and then she booked Friends.
Oh, yes. I read, it wasn't the commencement speech, but I did read an interview where she talked about this.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, it. She was disappointed and devastated, but then, like, the universe gave her, God, whoever, gave her something even bigger. She was on one of the biggest TV shows
who have ever existed and will ever exist. Like, there's not going to be TV. Like, there's so much TV now.
That literally won't
show
exist
we all
again.
Love, but it's not going to be like it was before, where they were like these staple TV shows, you know?
Yeah.
So Friends is really a piece of history.
Yeah.
It truly is.
Yeah. So, she couldn't have seen that coming, but I mean, how amazing.
Such a good reminder.
Yeah.
It's time to read.
I feel it. Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Rachel, do you feel like reading?
I was feeling like, okay, this is weird, but I actually felt like Haley could
be
strong enough to pull her
own. I had that same, I had that same exact thought.
Because she's so in, you're so in
you
tune.
You should pull your own cards. We both
but
felt it.
If you don't feel aligned with that.
No, I'm told. I do feel like I want to do that. I don't really know what to do, but
we'll walk you through it because especially because you have this same deck, you said.
I do. I've never opened it, but
I've never opened
it,
and it was gifted to you, which we learned from our tarot reader pro witch that we had on. It's really good for some reason to have your deck gifted to you.
Wow,
something powerful about that. Mine was gifted to me as well.
Mine was from Amazon.
Still
it was a
powerful.
Gift from myself.
Yes.
Okay. So take the cards.
Okay.
I Palo Santo'd them, so all energy is out of there.
Okay.
So just give it a, you know, hold them in your hand and give it a knock, just to knock all the, like, old shit out of there.
Like just a,
just
like a
strong,
knocking on a door.
Confident knock.
Yes.
Great. Okay, now these are your cards.
I love that. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. Feel them, breathe, get, like, shuffle them around.
Yeah. It's good to touch every card, so if you want to kind of pass them around in between your fingers.
Yes.
Touch them on your face. Do whatever feels right.
Yeah.
You're embodying, you're imbuing them with your energy.
Yeah. Okay.
Yep, exactly.
Ew, I feel like a power from these cards.
Ooh, good. You're already connecting.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
This is great because we're teaching you the routine that comes with this deck. So you'll be able to do this.
Oh, yeah.
With your own. And start reading for yourself if you feel inspired.
Yeah, isn't that crazy that I haven't used it? I guess I was just like, I don't know how.
Yeah, yeah.
But we do know.
You were waiting for a reason. It was We've so all you could already be here.
Known. Yeah, yeah.
I feel pretty connected to this one that just came up on top.
Oh, okay. Like, if you feel it, I so trust that.
Okay. Just pull that.
Yep.
So what do I do? I just flip it over.
Flip it over. Yeah. What is it?
Ooh, it says, Callie, endings and beginnings.
Oh my, I have to just,
okay, well, wait.
We just had four eclipses and this is literally the time of endings and beginnings. Whoa. Everything is ending and beginning right now as of August 8th. It's now like August 12th.
Yeah.
But we are like in this. Everything is ending. Okay. Right now.
The Lion's Gate, is that what that is?
Yes.
Wow.
Keep going.
The old must be released so that the new can enter.
Okay, question. Okay. So we usually, because you had such a strong inclination, how'd you flip it? But usually we like set an intention and a question.
Oh,
just,
sorry.
But no. I'm curious. Were you in your head subconsciously thinking a question? Because I'm curious if that answered it for you.
I actually wasn't thinking a question, but this does feel very in line with where I am right now because I had this really painful situation that has been causing me just like extreme anxiety and pain for years. Mm. And I just the other day, like maybe less than 2 weeks ago, decided to send an email to this person just to be like, I'm so happy for you. Like just send a very nice positive email that really was like how I felt. But I just wanted to reach out to them because I didn't want to have the pain that I had been feeling from like holding on to the hurt of this past relationship. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the email I got, I wasn't really kind of expecting to hear back from this person. And not only did I hear back from them within that day, but their email was so genuine and so positive and so sweet to me that I laid on my bed and cried for an hour. And I felt after that I it felt like a whole new beginning for me. Wow. It felt like I can put that pain behind me.
Yeah.
I can move forward in my life without feeling like I have a painful situation with this with this person. Mm. And then just because of so many other things that I can't say on here, it ended up working out that had I sent that email like 4 days, I wouldn't have been able to send that email like 4 days later. Like I had to have sent it when I was because for a very specific reason, the door would have closed on that. And I didn't even know this reason was going to happen. Like something ended up happening after that was like, thank God I emailed them when I did.
Yeah.
Because now I can move forward with this other thing without feeling weird. I would have never been able to take this other opportunity had I not sent that email, but I didn't know the opportunity was coming. I sent the email, the opportunity came. If the opportunity came and I had never sent the email, I wouldn't have been able to do it.
So that's alignment.
That's really cool. Right there. Should I draw another card?
If you feel it, that, yeah.
But we do have to read.
Okay.
We're just getting started.
Okay. Callie.
Also,
kind of sounds like Haley.
Can you describe the picture and the colors, just so our listeners have an idea?
So the picture is, so it's a woman of color, which is cool. She kind of almost reminds me of me. Does she look like black to you or like Middle Eastern or something? Like,
yeah, definitely. Yeah.
She's something. And so she's got this, oh my God, wait, what's crazy? Wait, this is crazy. Because she's got a third eye, which my phone case, I took it off on the way here because I was like using the GPS because I was worried about being late to like get around traffic. My GPS is a cat with a third eye. And I've been talking a lot about third eyes.
And your cat.
Whoa, and my cat, yes, exactly. Yeah. So it's... So she's got a third eye, which I'm just now noticing.
Oh my God, I just noticed another. Go. Okay. I noticed more
she's
things.
Got the nose ring. She's got space. And then she's got a lotus in the palm of her hand.
We were just talking about the lotus and the lily.
Holy shit.
And not all cards by far have lotuses. And this happened to our last reading where we talked about the lotus and lily. The goddess was sitting on a lotus.
Yeah. Oh my God, that's lily. Incredible. Yeah.
And I just noticed there's an eclipse happening.
Oh my God.
There's an eclipse. Endings and beginnings, you guys.
And I have a tattoo down my back of the moon face.
Oh my God.
So I just feel like this was the card.
It's crazy that we both felt you needed to pull your card. Wow, you didn't even know the routine. You felt, because you're a witch. Like you felt naturally ready for which one. Okay.
Wait, can I say one more thing?
Yeah.
Also, I might not have realized that I was asking a question, but this, now that I'm thinking about it, this has kind of been a bigger thing in my life where I've been thinking, I've been feeling like I'm wrapping up these other things, even healing with that person, so that I can move on to this next phase. And it's weird because I had this job opportunity come around from like 10 years. I don't know. Like, I feel like I'm wrapping up this last part of my career to go to the next stage. Even personal things to go to the next stage.
Oh,
and
yes.
That's sort of been on my mind. So I wasn't thinking that I was actively asking a question, but this is something that I have been thinking about.
Yeah, that makes so much sense. And
damn.
Just the timing of just the cosmos that you pulled that is insane. Yeah. Uh-huh. Okay, so we have more on Callie, endings and beginnings. Message from Callie. I sing praises to those whose hearts accept the universal order, which only appears to be chaotic and ever-changing. In actuality, everything is designed down to the smallest detail to be in perfect operation. The dance of the universe is a happy one, with energy swirling and twirling in a never-ending celebration of life itself. Join this dance, dear one, and enjoy the remarkable journey of the weavings of the story of your life.
Ugh.
Pausing for a second just to say, like,
dancing.
That's everything you've been saying you believe in. Like that, it's all happening. Mm-hmm. It's on its way. The dance is happening, and you're just kind of in it, flowing.
Yeah.
Dancing. Okay. Do not fear what appears to be a change or a loss. Mm. It's only the transitioning orbit of energy interplaying with you and your loved ones. Embrace it as evidence that you're alive. Embrace your deepest emotions as a signal of your true human essence.
Wow.
Just everything you've been saying about loss and rejection, like being.
And even happiness. Like, I just posted this thing on Instagram last week that was like, I'm realizing that I'm happy for the first time in my life, and I'm only realizing that because I've moved through so much, like, pain and suffering, and I started to just, it first came as, like, a question to me a couple months ago. I was like, I think I'm happy. I've never been able to be happy in my life before, you know? So I've never, and I got to a point, like, I was dating this terrible guy who was way older than me, and he would tell me, like, happiness is, he would tell me this like British quote that actually it's really good that I can't remember it word for word because I just need to forget that. But it was basically like how happiness is like a luxury or like for small-minded people or something stupid like that.
No.
And I just kind of convinced myself that. And then I realized like a couple months ago, I started realizing like, I think I'm happy. And then the other week I was like, yeah, I am happy. And I posted that on Instagram. So that's really crazy to me that like, does talk about that because oh my God, I'm ending, you guys, I'm ending this really painful part of my life and now entering a part, beginning a part of my life where, oh my God, I'm crying.
Yes.
Where like, it's I can truly be happy. Like I've come through so much pain and abuse and a crazy childhood and all this stuff.
Yeah.
So it feels really powerful for me that I can like take all that and it'll start over and be like, I can move past the pain of my childhood. I can move past this stuff and be a happy person.
And on top of that, you have the awareness to see that that was for getting you to this happiness. That was in your benefit to go through all of that.
You
it's not
as
for nothing.
You are now because of all of that shit.
Oh my God. Okay. You literally just spoke all the meanings of this card, but I'll read them to you. Your current changes are for the best. Keep your thoughts positive as they're very powerful. Hello, what we said, we manifest anything. What appears to be a loss is really the beginning of a happy new phase. Okay, let the past go. It's time to move on.
Oh my.
My goosebumps are insane. I have to give it to you.
I want to sob, but I'm holding it.
That's a happy sob, right?
It's a happy sob.
It's like a celebration.
That's so profound for where I am right now in a way that I didn't even realize when we first started talking about this card.
Yeah. This.
And so crazy that you just felt that card so strong.
Because you're in tune. You're in tune. That's what it is.
About Callie. This ultra-powerful Hindu goddess, is feared by those who don't understand the natural cycles of birth, death, and rebirth.
Wow.
Callie is the embodiment of Mother Nature, who cleanses away the old with natural storms and fires to make the ground fertile for new crops and life. Callie is the ultimate get-things-done goddess. And she's a powerful ally to those who call upon her. Like a wise stage mother...
What?
She'll push you beyond your comfort zone to reach the heights of your potential. You're going to be a huge fucking star.
Oh, you're going to the top. She's going to the top.
But this is so cool. Yes.
I'm so excited for you.
My God. Thank you so much. I'm excited for you guys. Also, this is the best podcast.
Oh, yay.
We love it.
This is the only podcast.
You weren't the first to cry.
Oh, you're the first God. Guest to cry. We've cried sometimes. Okay.
I'm an honor. That's honor.
Yeah,
that's
thank
honor.
You. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. God.
So now if you could do something to just end the session, okay. touch yeah. it, kiss the card, whatever bless you feel it. Is okay. like.
Yeah. Thank you, yeah. Callie.
Yes, Callie.
Yes, Callie.
She's a Callie girl.
Oh, hey.
Oh my God.
Oh, so and good. You know,
thank you.
Before we go on to our basic blessing, which is just anything you're anything you're grateful for today. Do you have anything to plug?
Mm-hmm. What do I have to plug? Well, yeah, I just got hired to host Access Hollywood.
Oh, wow, so, amazing!
Shit.
Hell yeah!
So I guess I start next week.
Oh
so
my God! Yeah,
I don't
my
have
gosh.
Like details
you're
of like.
Be so good
thank
at that.
You. Yeah, it's gonna yeah, be that's fun. Perfect. It's gonna be yeah. really fun. So yeah, I'm really excited about it. And then I have a couple of my own shows in development. So okay. hopefully yes. I get to, hopefully soon I can plug that with like real,
okay.
watch it this day and time. You know okay. what I mean? I'm okay. very excited okay. to get these shows on the air, but yeah, I guess the newest thing right now is I'm going to be hosting Access Hollywood. So watch
yeah.
Access Hollywood.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, great. And can listeners find you on Insta? Or,
yes.
Or,
my yeah. Instagram is hips, lips, and fingertips. My that. Twitter is XO Haley Marie, and Haley is HayLey. Mm. And yeah, that's it.
Great.
Instagram and Twitter. Yeah.
Great. Okay.
You guys wow. are amazing.
Now, thank you. Let's just each say one thing we're grateful for today. Basic it can blessing. Be small.
A basic blessing.
I'm grateful for when my skin is clear. I've been having a lot of like random bug bites when I'm sleeping, and it's been really annoying. And then like random eczema flare-ups. So whenever your skin is like fucked up, it just reminds you of I'm just so grateful when it's not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
totally.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm grateful to. Not to sound like corny, but like honestly, to be here, like this was just such yeah. a healing us and too. Like exciting conversation for me yeah. that I'm excited to like take this energy into my week, and everything great. We talked about was such a good reminder.
Yeah.
I'm grateful for my fiance who I was like annoyed with last night, but that was only because I was on a bad vape, and now
yeah,
I'm
yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
you know, now I'm like, okay, I love yeah. him. Mm-hmm. And I'm also really grateful for Al-Anon, which is a program I've only been to like 7 meetings so far, but I feel like being a part of Al-Anon and that program has yeah. helped me get into this work even yeah.
cool,
deeper.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, so those yeah. are 3 things that
amazing.
I'm grateful for.
I'm
maybe
overachiever.
Only supposed to say
yeah.
one. But
no, like, no. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
3 is my lucky number. I had to.
Yes.
I'm grateful for. I'm grateful that this guy that kind of broke it off communicated to me instead of ghosting.
Beautiful.
I really appreciate that I got an answer and information.
Yeah.
Like that's
so much
he
better.
Freed me.
Move on.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm also grateful for music. Lately, I've been just because I had lost my eyesight for a few weeks, music has been like really carrying me like it never has before. Mm-hmm. So grateful for music. And also my eyesight's back, baby.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I
yeah,
drove
that's
here
huge.
Today.
Woo!
Yay.
Yeah. Yes.
Oh my
We're
God.
All good. Yeah. We're all good.
Yeah. Yay.
All right. Thank you so
thank
much,
you so
Haley.
Thank you guys for having this podcast.
So
this is
love.
Incredible.
This is
thank
why we
you.
Do it.
Yeah. I wanted to give a kiss as an out.
Mwah.
Great. Just felt right.
Basic witches.